7 Japan Mobile.
In D7J. Good morning, Bob. W4DJW.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Been up for a while. Already had my coffee. Playing around with servo stepper motors and Raspberry Pis and motor controllers and drivers. So I'm having a good start to my day. Do you still have that nd7j.com domain where you had an email address at something at nd7j.com or something like that?
@nd7j.com.
Okay, I sent you an email yesterday, I think it was. Have you read your email lately?
About the QRM?
Affirmative. Just wanted to make sure you got that.
I will be, I'll be watching, put it that way.
All right, I appreciate that. And anyway, how's your day going so far?
But I've been up since about 4, and, just got everything in the morning. My dad lives with us now, so I get him breakfast and all that stuff, and right now I'm running up to Ingles to, grab a couple items, and then I'm going to, hang around the house all day. I want to get out there into one of my buildings and try and get it kind of straightened around. It's been doing a lot of work around the outside of the house, so it needs to be reorganized.
Well, that's kind of fun just to stay at home sometimes. And I do that probably too much. I'm planning on getting out and going up to the mountains for a little while today.
I'm paying for it. It's not going to be real hot. It's only going up to about 65 here today. But the rest of the week's supposed to be up in the mid to upper 70s, so I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to getting the pool finished. I had to have a new liner put in it, and I'm switching to salt water. So they're working on that little project as well.
Have you heard of the Frying Pan Lookout Tower? It would be northwest of you.
Oh, yeah. I actually inquired about maybe going there, and I was thinking about possibly taking a few people there and a radio and doing a little mini DX-type trip up there and see if we can go put some antennas up and have a little radio front out there on the tower.
What kind of reply did you get? I mean, it looks like, from the pictures I see up there, it looks like just anybody can go. I mean, I saw a woman with a backpack on having her picture taken while she was up there in the tower. So it appears as though anybody can go up there.
You pay. I can't remember. I'm thinking it's around $1,200 per person to go, and you can stay on it for, I forget all of it, but you can actually look it up and go online there. They've got a website. And you pay, and you have to take a helicopter to get out there. So it's definitely doable. And I did that a couple of years ago. I don't remember what the reply was, but I think it would have worked if I get the people together and they wanted to spend the money.
Okay, I didn't realize there was no road access. I was just going to drive up there and climb the tower today, but I guess that's not going to happen, huh?
Well, I'm assuming we're talking about the same one. This one is off the coast of North Carolina, and it's out in the ocean there a little ways. Is that the same one?
No, this one is northwest of you, like up past Asheville to the west, like somewhere near Waynesville. I'm looking on the map right now. Maybe south of Waynesville, north of the Blue Ridge Parkway.
That's different than what I'm speaking of, and I'm not familiar with that one, but it would probably be a good place to go, and I would imagine you could probably hike up there.
Yeah, it's called Frying Pan Lookout Tower. Frying Pan Mountain Lookout Tower. Frying Pan Mountain Lookout Tower. So I guess there's a Frying Pan Mountain somewhere up there.
And I might be mistaken the name on this one that I'm talking about. In fact, I just happened upon the website the other day again and went over to it and was looking at it. You fly out there in a helicopter. You stay for several days. You can dive. You can do diving. They do skeet shooting. They've got all kinds of activities you can do there while you stay. The weather's pretty intense. It's up there, and it's out of service, but it was up there to mark shipping areas and that sort of thing.
Well, that sounds like fun, too. But that would be much more than a day trip, I think. You would go to, if you're going to pay that kind of money, you'd stay for a few days, wouldn't you?
About 4 or 5 days, something like that. If you Google search, I'm not sure how to Google search it. I'll tell you what, when I get home, I'll look it up and I'll send you a link.
So we used to go down to St. Thomas a lot, and they've got these cabins that are right on the south side of the island. They've got these cabins that line the beach to the south. And when you get out in the morning, when you step out the front door of your cabin, you're the only one in your cabin, but there's a cabin up from you and a cabin down from you. You see nothing but ocean. Well, you see beach, and then you see ocean. And it's crystal blue, clear waters. You can see like 20, 30 feet down in the ocean. And I often wondered if we, when we go back down there again, because it's been a while since we've been down there, if I throw a counterpoise in, if you stick a vertical HF antenna in the beach and throw a counterpoise in the salt water, if that's what you do when you go out, like what you're talking about. If you go out in the on an island in the ocean, how do you get aground? Do you throw a counterpoise in salt water? Have you ever tried that?
Yeah, but I believe that's the way to do it. And if you're sitting in front of your computer right now, go to fptower.org.
FB Frank Bravo?
FrankPaulTower.org. FrankPaulTower.org.
Oh, wow. That's another frying pan. So that is frying pan, just like the frying pan I was looking at, but in a different location. That's a lot bigger tower, too, than the tower I'm looking at. Is probably, well, those are 4, 8, probably 16 feet by 16 feet. This tower looks like it's a whole lot more than 16. It looks like it's about 40 feet by 40 feet.
Oh, this thing's huge. It has housing on it, and people actually used to live there full time. But if you look around that website, you'll see it's pretty cool. Read the tower history. It tells you about the history of the tower. And I just thought it was, it's in a shallow waters of frying pan shoals, which is a graveyard, because there's a lot of ships that sunk there and what have you. So they put that tower up. And then I think they automated it at some point in time. I'm not sure. But you can go there, and this thing's huge. I mean, this is not tiny. This thing's huge. And there's a lot of pictures up there. They're restoring it. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, I see. Working since 2010 to restore the frying pan tower, they've had 42 active projects since 2010, 3,446 skilled volunteers, and monthly supporters. I guess that's the people that are funding it, 227 monthly supporters. So I guess they're paying the bills every month, huh?
Oh, and they also, like I said, last time I looked at this, it was you could actually go there. I'm trying to look on my phone here, but you could, and maybe it's changed, but you could actually go there, and you pay, of course. At least it's the way it was, and you can go there, and you can stay there for several days. I think it's like $1,200 per person.
Did you see the video? There's some guy standing on top of it. I guess there's a tower on the tower. There's like a control tower on the tower. That tower's so big it's got its own tower. But there's a guy standing out there with a multi-rotor flying around in circles filming the whole tower from the ocean looking into the tower. Have you seen that?
I have. And actually what that is, back when it was not automated, that's, you know, they would have, it's kind of like a lighthouse, that second tower within the tower. And that's how they warn ships. And then the tower itself has housing, kitchen, everything basically that you need to be able to live there.
W4DJW, that would be a long way to drop a counterpoise. Your counterpoise would be longer than your antenna by a long shot.
I'd come up with some decent antenna. And I don't know if you'd use a counterpoise in the salt water for that there just because of the setup, but it would be fun to get 4 or 5 guys there in a radio or two and just, just make contacts from there. Do a special event type deal and make contacts. I think it would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I would think you could attach to the metal of the tower, which goes down into the water, to get your ground. And then, you know, have your antenna going up from there, like the flagpole that they got over there near the tower. That would probably work for a vertical. I wouldn't think there'd be any hanging any horizontal wire or anything like that. There's nothing to hang it off of. It'd have to be a vertical.
So I found it here. Frying Pan Tower Eco Tourism Adventure Weekend, $1,550. Come join us, scenery, sunrise, blah, blah, blah. When the winds, waves, ripping currents allow, ride the hoist down to the sea, swim the aquarium life below. They got indoor, outdoor activities, skeet shooting. And if I'm not mistaken, this includes a helicopter flight out there. But if you go to the link that says ecotourism, you can read about it.
Now, that's some nice pictures, some nice nighttime photography they did under that tab. Somebody got a good picture of the moon behind the tower. I'll look that up. That looks like fun.
Yeah, you can deep sea fish off of it. I see where they've got a couple of pictures of a guy that caught a big dolphin, mahi-mahi. Looks like some lobster and deep sea fishing, scuba diving, snorkeling. Check out the ecotourism. You probably get a kick out of it.
All right, well, that looks fun. Well, I won't keep you anymore. I just want to make sure you got my email. And if you knew anything about Frying Pan Tower, which you know a lot more about it than I do. Anyway, take care, Bob. Be careful out there working around the house today. Don't get hurt. ND7J, W4DJW.
Worked out good because I just pulled into Ingalls here. And I'll check out the other one over here outside of Waynesville there, or Weaverville, whichever. I'll look it up when I get home and see what I can find out. Have a good day. We'll catch you again. Always a pleasure. W4DJW, ND7J, 73.